In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present, fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. We're going to continue to go through the Psalter. And we've done the first four Psalms, and we're going to do Psalm 5 today. But I'm going to introduce, little by little, some other features. For instance, today, the first part of our commentary is going to be to look at a treatise on the Psalms written by St. Athanasius, written to a friend of his, Marcellinus, who looks as though he was recovering from an illness and trying to make use of the time to study the Psalter in a deeper way. That's a beautiful thing, you know. And it is with familiarity that the Psalms begin to take on life. When we first read them, well, first place, we read them much too fast. One way to slow yourself down is to have a good translation and recite them slowly. For years, I recited most of the Psalms in choir in Latin, but that was not a problem for most of us in those days because we used it in so many ways. Reciting those Psalms and speaking those Psalms, they begin to enter your heart. And so, one of the reasons why I'm doing this, I have in mind, among other things, helping the priests and deacons and others to get another viewpoint, another angle on what it means to pray the Psalms. So, we've done Psalms 1, 2, 3, and 4. Today, we're going to do Psalm 5, but before we do, I'm going to take a little bit of time for several of these weeks to look at this text. It's a letter of St. Athanasius to a friend. His name is Marcellinus. It's a commentary on the Psalms, and he composed it for Marcellinus, who was sick and wanted to have something he could read. There was no television in those days, no other way to, besides, I don't think he'd be interested to study, to pray the Psalms. And so Athanasius began to compose these Psalms. In the introduction, the translator says, the book we're going to be looking at, is meant more for the rank and file of Christian lay folk, clergy, and religious than for theologians. But if it should be very grateful for annotations at some points in the letter. Why, for instance, does Athanasius ascribe to David the story of Susanna? And he goes on to ask some other questions. If they really pertain to what we're doing, we'll stop and deal with them. But what I want to do now is talk a bit about these Psalms, and then move into the Psalm that we're going to consider today, which is Psalm 5. Athanasius begins, "Your steadfast, dear Marcellinus, your steadfast in Christ fills me with admiration. Not only are you bearing well your present trial, which is sickness, with its attendant suffering, you are even living under rule, and so the bearer of your letter tells me, using the leisure necessitated by your recent illness, to study the whole body of the Holy Scriptures, and especially the Psalms. Every one of those, he says, you are trying to grasp the inner force and sense. What a beautiful way to put it. To grasp the inner force, the inner power, and the deep meaning of the Psalms. That's work. That's why I've decided that we should try to do a bit here together, get through the whole 150 Psalms, which might take us a year, so that people are encouraged to get all they can out of these prayers written by the Holy Spirit for us and prayed by Jesus. So now I'm going on to quote Athanasius. Son, he talks to Marcellinus, all the books of Scripture, both Old Testament and New, are inspired by God and useful for instruction, as the Apostle says. But to those who really study it, the Psalter yields a very special treasure. Each book of the Bible has, of course, its own particular message. The Pentateuch, for instance, tells us of the beginning of the world, the doings of the patriarchs, the exodus of Israel from Egypt, the giving of the law, the ordering of the tabernacle, the meeting tent, and the priesthood. Joshua, Judges, and Samuel describe the divisions of the inheritance, and they go on. And he goes through like that. See? Each of these books, you see, is like a garden which grows one special kind of fruit. By contrast, the Psalter is a garden which, besides its special fruit, grows also some of those of all the rest. The creation, for instance, of which we read in Genesis, is spoken of in Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth its handiwork. And again in Psalm 23, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the inhabited earth and they that dwell therein. He himself laid the foundations on the seas. And you see how Athanasius is going through now to see how the Bible teaches these wonders. And he goes on. I'll pick that up next time, but I want to talk now. You see then that all the subjects mentioned in the historical books are mentioned also in one psalm or another. But when we come to the matters of which the prophets speak, we find that these occur in almost all the Psalms. Of the coming of the Savior, and how, although he is God, he should yet dwell among us, Psalm 50 says, God shall come openly, even our God, he shall not keep silence. Psalm 118, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and so forth. And you see, for a man of faith, who comes in the name of the Lord? The Lord himself comes in the name of the Lord, the very incarnate Word of God himself. And so he then starts to go through the Psalms. And, you know, Psalm 86 shows that he who was to come should both come as man and at the same time be he by whom all things were made. Mother Zion shall say, he's quoting the Psalm now, a man indeed is born in her, and he himself, the Most High, founded her. And that is equivalent to saying, the Word was God, all things were made by him, and the Word became flesh. And he goes on to speak of that. And we're going to continue to look at that, but what I want to do now is look at what is said about some that we're looking at today, Psalm 5. I might not find it right away, so we'll go on and come back. We've already looked at a bit of Psalm 5, but I want to start to go over it again more slowly. The text says, Luminasse, we translate that, for the choir master. For the flutes, it is a Mizmor de David, a psalm of David. And then the psalm begins. Now remember, this is Psalm 5. We're at the very beginning of the Psalter. For the choir master, for the flutes, the Psalm of David. That's the instruction. We don't always get exactly what they're referring to. Is it a melody or a mode? And nowadays, for instance, we know that this is to be sung in the eighth mode. Well, in the Eastern Rite, they still tell us that. Okay. In the Western Rite, in the books, the Latin texts, it tells us right in the beginning what mode we're in. That helps. Give ear to my words, Adonai. Understand my murmur. Now, Hakshiva l'kol sha'alti malki, that way, you see, and understand my murmur. I translate that word that way, and I'll explain it later, okay? Hagigi, my hagut, it means to murmur. As I think I pointed out before, if you look at the very first words of Psalm 1, you have all of those themes. Ashere, blessed, the very first word of the Psalter, as I pointed out last time. Ashere Aish, blessed the man, Ashelo Halak, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. You see, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the way of the mockers. Walk, stand, sit. Now you're really stuck. You're sitting there with the mockers. And so that's Psalm 1, which is the two ways. And then Psalm 2, which we're going to look at for a while today. And no, I'm sorry, we're going to wait on that. We're going to look at Psalm 5 to get used to some of the psalms. Now this one is a psalm reflecting on good and evil. For the choir master, the Manasseh, for the flutes, Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Some of these directions are hard for us to really figure out. We don't know what they really mean. But we'll just start this psalm and then take a break and go on. For the choir master, for the flutes, Psalm of David. And then, starting with verse 2 of the psalm, we have, you know, to my words give ear, Adonai. And then, understand, Bina Hagigi. Understand my murmur. Blessed is the man, you see, who murmurs the law. I think I've all told you about Brother Patrick in the monastery who said Hail Marys all day long, all night long. One famous night, he's Hail Mary, full of grace. He's going on like that. He'd repeat words, you see. And all of a sudden, we were sleeping in a big dormitory with divisions between us, but all of a sudden, a great crash out of Patrick's cell. He was going, Hail Mary, full of grace, crash, silence, and then the Lord is with you, blessed. He never even got up from the floor. His bed crashed. He just stayed there and kept on praying. But he was, that's this hagdut, huh? This is this murmuring. And so we're going to stop there for now and take a break and then move on.